Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph talks about the dinim of a shalheves, a flame. It has a very unique dinim. It's considered aim by mamish, and therefore there are many things you're pater on. L'mashal, the Mishnah says if you do haitzan, a shalheves on Shabbos, you're pater, because aim by mamish. And also shalheves of hektish, l'nenem b'lomaylem, there's no iser me'ilah. If you get hanaf from a shalheves, a flame of hektish, you're not considered mayel midaraisa, because it's aim by mamish, as Rashi says. It's as if there's nothing there, it doesn't have any essence to it, and therefore there's no din me'ilah. Now, and this then the Mishnah says there's no milah by a shalheves of hektish. Achanim ask a kasha. There seems to be seiser a Mishnah in the Nedarim. The Mishnah in the Nedarim and Daf Yudam Beis is discussing the din of atfasa, that a person can make a netter. You could say, I want this kikar, this loaf of bread, to be aser on me like something else. And if the thing you compare it to is something which is aser, has some type of iser of hektish, then the kikar becomes aser. So if you say lamashal, the kikar should be aser on me like a carbon. So just like a carbon, there's an iser milah, the kikar becomes aser. You say the kikar should be aser on me like a mizbeach, just like the mizbeach has an iser milah, the kikar has a din milah. And one of the things the Mishnah says, if you say the kikar should be aser on me ke'ishim, like the fire of the mizbeach, the kikar becomes aser. That's how the Rishonim learned, ke'ishim, according to most Rishonim, means the shalheves, the flame of the mizbeach, just like the shalheves is aser, and there's a din milah. So who then the kikar will become aser as well. So the kasha is, in fact, the Rashash over there in the Dharma and Dafir Aleph, that seems to be connected to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Beferish over here, that a shalheves of hektish l'mailim. There is no iser milah. It's mutter b'hanami daraisa. So if it's mutter b'hanami daraisa, if you say that the kikar should be aser and you like a shalheves, why should it be aser? Why should there be a din of a neder? L'chara, it's mutter min hatayah, because it's ein b'mamish, like Rashi says over here. That's the ha'ara that Chanim have on the Mishnah over there. Now, the Emma says Rosh Hashanah is mechaven to Tosis in the Dharm. Tosis in the Dharm already asks this kasha. He doesn't quote the Mishnah in Be'ah, but he says, how could it be the Yonana from the Shalheves of Hekdesh if it's aimed by Mamish? And Tosis says that Shalheves Shal Mizbech, that Eshal Mizbech, Mailen Ba'kirisa B'yuma Daf Menvav. He says it's not fair because it's Mavoyin Lingmar Yuma Daf Menvav, that you are Mail in the Shalheves of Hekdesh. There is Mila by Shalheves of Hekdesh, and therefore it is enough of an Isser to create another. Now, the Pella is on Taisus. Number one, he's quoting a Gemara in Yuma that's saying, you are Mael, but it's connected to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Beferish, that you're not Mael in Shalheves of Hektish. So, again, it ends up being a steer. And what's more schwer is that he quotes his Gemara in Yuma, Daf Mem Vav. There is no such Gemara in Yuma, Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara over there doesn't say that you're Nena with, that you're Mael in Shalheves of Hektish. So, it's very schwer what Taisus means. So even though the Tzion in Taisus is not from Taisus, that's put in later. So, maybe he's quoting a different Gemara in Yuma, not a Gemara in Daf Mem Vav, a Gemara somewhere else. But the Maisa, the Achen Ramei, there is no Gemara in Yuma anywhere that says that you're nana by that you're mile and shall have this of hektish, and our mishnah is beferish that you're not. So it's archean what Taisus means. So the Ragged Shaver has a beautiful beer in this Taisus, and he says that Taisus is quoting a Gemara in Yuma, but a different Gemara. And he says the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph in Yuma says that there are five unique things that are said by the Eshel Mizbeach, Eshel Mila. It's different than a regular Esh. One of the things is l'mashal that it's a chelis lachin kiyavation. Regular fire can only consume dry things, but it can't consume a liquid. But this Esh is a miraculous Esh, and it could even burn up a liquid. And then it says another thing, it says v'yesh b'mamish, and it's different than regular fire, because eish shal mailo, the eish of the maracha, has mamish, and Rashi says it shal havis has mamish, even though a regular fire does not have mamish, like we see over here, the eish of the mizbeach had a unique din, that had mamashes to it, that's a special din, but eish shal mizbeach. So zak di ragachover, that's what Tosis means to quote. When Tosis says kedisa b'yuma, he's not referring to the Gemara in Daf Mem Vav, he's referring to the Gemara in Daf Kaf Aleph, that eish shal mizbeach is different than eish of hadyet, it's yesh b'mamish. Once it's Eshba Mamish, it would follow that there is a din of Me'ilah, and there would be Asa Tenana from it, and that's why the Mishnah says, if you say that something is Asa, like the Esh and the Mizbeach, the Neder is Chal. When the Mishnah over here says, Shal Heves Lo Nanin, it means that it's not a Shal Heves, not Shal Heves and the Mizbeach, but a Shal Heves and the Makdish, and there's no din Me'ilah, because Eshba Mamish, but a Shal Heves of the Mizbeach itself, that has a unique din, it's the Eshba Mamish, it's a miraculous Esh, like the Mishnah, like the Bais is made over there in Yuma, and that's what Taisus means. So the Tzion for Taisus over there in Adarim shouldn't be Daf Mem Vav in Yuma, it should be Daf Chaf Aleph in Yuma. And based on that Gemara, that Eshem Mizbeach is different because Yesh Bo Mamish.